91X News.
It's 26 degrees and mainly sunny at 4 o'clock from the CUNET Newsroom. I'm Matthew Murray. Here's today's top stories. Well, it's official, folks. Brangelina is over. Angelina Jolie announced today that she filed the divorce papers to end her two-year marriage with Brad Pitt. An attorney for the actress says that her decision to divorce was made for the health of the family. The couple has been together since 2004 and married in 2014. They have six children. Pitt released a statement on the divorce filing saying, "What matters most is the well-being of the children." Jolie is seeking physical custody of the children with visitation rights for Pitt. Sunday's Belleville Terry Fox Run raced by records, with more than 300 participants racing a total of $30,323. The run hasn't beaten their fundraising record since the previous record was set of around $29,000 in 2000. Vicky Samaras, a volunteer and organizer of this year's run, says she believes Terry would still be alive today if we had the same amount of money donated to cancer in 1981.
Terry Fox would have survived from the cancer he had he had it today. And that's a really powerful statement, because it means that because of him, because of all those money, all the dollars raised and all the research that they've done, that we're seeing improvements. Now, we have a ways to go, but we're seeing improvements in the outcomes.
Taylor Bertolink, a cancer survivor, which had the same cancer Terry Fox had, was at the run on Sunday as well. She said the run always has a special place in her heart.
Mostly Terry Fox Run, though. The one that's closest to my heart, personally. But I do a little bit of volunteering with the Canadian Cancer Society as well as the sarcoma step and fetch.
In Trenton, 90 people participated in the Terry Fox Run last Sunday, with over $10,000 raised for the foundation. Belleville General Hospital is hoping to recruit more people at its first-ever auxiliary volunteer open house tomorrow morning. CUNET News reporter spoke with Catherine Walker, manager of community relations for Quinty Healthcare, about the kinds of positions that are available.
They are there to be patient ambassadors. They will, in many of the programs, they're there to help interact with patients, play games, read, socialize, encourage, all of that type of thing. And they work in tandem with our staff. They really are truly part of our care team, and they always have been.
And while Walker says the hospital already has a great medical staff and support team, these volunteers go beyond what their staff is able to do on a daily basis.
So really, it gets to the essence of communication, and that support that is beyond the clinical and more to do with it being that altruistic human touch that means so much to the patients and the visitors that come into the hospital. And we are extremely grateful for the services that they provide, and they are an essential part of our team.
The event runs from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the hospital's volunteer office. Fears that the General Motors plant in Oshawa might have to close have been put to rest today, with GM and union officials announcing a tentative deal. GM and Unifor, the union that represents about 3,900 workers at GM plants in Ontario, came to the deal late last night, dodging a possible strike. There had been fears that the Oshawa facility would shut down in 2019, but Unifor President Jerry Diaz says the contract ensures that won't happen. He says the concessions made were well worth it in order to secure investments for the plants in Oshawa, St. Catharines, and Woodstock. If ratified, the four-year deal includes wage increases, signing bonuses, and lump sum payments, but we'll see a change to the way new hires' pensions are handled. Diaz says securing hundreds of millions of dollars of investments from General Motors in its Canada operations was worth the trade-off. And Premier Kathleen Wynne was greeted with boos as she faced a tough crowd at this year's International Ploughing Match in Minto, northwest of Kitchener. In a speech during the opening ceremonies, Wynne mentioned hydro rates and was met with an uproar of boos from the crowd, one woman even going as far as to shout liar at the Premier. The Liberals had faced a tough crowd earlier on in the day as well, when attendees booed the party float as it went by. After losing a by-election in East Toronto earlier this month, Wynne acknowledged growing anger in the province over rising hydro rates and announced an 8% rebate for ratepayers that's equal to the provincial portion of the HST. Ontario Parliament suspends for 2 days, so all party leaders and members of the legislature can attend the annual ploughing event. The organizers of Toronto's Pride Parade have issued an apology and say they plan to follow through on promises made to the Toronto chapter of the Black Lives Matter movement. Black Lives Matter temporarily blocked the parade in July to issue a series of demands that included more funding and better representation for minority groups during Pride events. It also called for a ban on police floats and future parades, but stressed that individual officers identifying as LGBTQ would be welcome. The parade resumed about half an hour later when Pride's then-executive director, Matthew Chantelat, signed the list of demands, but later told the media that he only did so so that he could get the event moving again. In its apology today, Pride Toronto says its history of anti-blackness and repeated marginalization has deepened divides within the LGBTQ community. And that's it for QNET News on 91X. Up next is sports, after this.
Between the harsh heat of summer and the dread cold winter is the temperate season of fall, your chance to witness seasons changing in glorious color. Quinte Conservation has 23 conservation areas open to the public. From woodlands to wetlands, rivers and lakes, to forests and fields, Quinte Conservation maintains many scenic nature trails near you. Take only pictures, leave only footprints.
Complete details at quinteconservation.ca.
And now for QNET Sports. Well, Loyalist College's soccer and rugby teams are playing at Marianne Sills Park and not on campus for the time being. Athletic director Jim Buck says the weather over the summer had a severe effect on the field.
The field was in fairly rough shape, and so we reseeded it in the spring this year, hoping to level it out, and we put some topsoil down, just trying to make the field more playable. But then we had the worst drought we've had in 53 years. That drastically affected the growth, and we just didn't have success the way we had hoped to.
Loyalist men's rugby coach Dick Howe says playing on a different field will have an effect on the teams.
It's going to be pretty tough because now, after this game, all the rest of our games are going to be played on the turf, which we're not big fans of. For both the women's soccer, you know, and the two rugby teams, it's going to be really difficult because injuries are just the nature of the beast when you play on a field like that.
Buck says it's still up in the air if the teams will return to the campus field by the end of the season. And speaking of soccer and rugby, both sports are in action for Loyalist students. The Loyalist men's and women's rugby teams head up to Algonquin on Thursday, the women's team looking to turn things around after a rough 84-0 loss to St. Lawrence last Saturday. And the women's soccer team has two games at home this week, one against Fleming tomorrow, and one on Friday against the Algonquin Thunder. They're looking to turn around from a rough 0-3 start to the season. Meanwhile, the Wellington Dukes look to keep their perfect record intact when they play on Thursday in Newmarket against the Hurricanes, while the Trenton Golden Hawks face the Toronto Patriots tomorrow in Etobicoke. And in NHL news, Montreal Canadiens coach Michel Therrien set off a firestorm of questions today when reports emerged that he called Max Pacioretty, quote, the worst captain in Canadiens history. Therrien reportedly made the remarks about Pacioretty, who is entering his second season as a captain, at a recent charity golf tournament. The coach denied the reports Tuesday morning, saying he has full confidence in Pacioretty and believes the veteran presence in the locker room will help him lead the team this season. And the World Cup of Hockey is still in full swing, and today's games get kicked off right now with Sweden and Finland tied at 0-0 at the end of the first. The Swedes are looking to knock out their rivals, the Finns, in the tourney with a win tonight. And later on, Team Canada takes on the struggling Americans as they look to secure a semifinal spot. The States are in a do-or-die situation after losing to Team Europe. Jay Happ gets the start for the Blue Jays tonight as he looks to go for his 20th win of the season. It's the second game of the series against Seattle, with the Jays and Marco Estrada taking the opener 3-2 last night to tie Baltimore for the top American League wild card. The Mariners now trail the Blue Jays and Baltimore by 3 games. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. And the forecast for Belleville. Tonight's looking like a clear night, with winds hitting 40 kilometers an hour at points before calming down later this evening, looking at a low of 12 overnight. Wednesday will be mainly sunny, with those winds starting back up again tomorrow near noon and a high of 25. Tomorrow night will be clear, low of 15. It's 4:08 and 26 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Matthew Murray. News on 91X next at 5.